a number of grants that have been announced in relation to veterans and the support and help for them. And one of our MPs who made the announcement the other day along with Jacinta Allen is Marie Edwards, the member for Bendigo West, and she joins us on the show this morning. Marie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Just before we look at the grants, it is a gorgeous morning, which always sort of puts people in a good mood. But I guess with more announcements yesterday in relation to restrictions being eased a little bit, there is just a wee feeling of confidence and a bit of a spring in the step this morning.
Well, I think so, yes. And the beautiful weather helps. But, you know, having the boundary lifted between regional Victoria and Melbourne today, I think that, you know, has given people a real sense of optimism and hope as we go forward into our COVID normal. And I think, you know, it's going to be a huge relief for a lot of families who haven't been able to see each other for a very long time.
Yeah. I think coming out of it too, though, there are still some good healthy challenges for us to do the right things in terms of we're going to get to one of the busiest times of the year being Christmas. Lots of people out in lots of different areas.
Yes, that's right. And as the Premier reiterates every day, it's important to remember to wear a mask, to socially distance, to keep good health hygiene, and do all the right things that we know will prevent the spread of the virus. We've gone 9 days in a row with zero cases, and we want to maintain that, but we have to be very, very vigilant as we go forward.
Yeah. So let's talk about the veterans grants. What's the background to this? How did people go about getting them?
Yeah, so the grants are announced annually, and our RSL organisations obviously apply for them. And there's three different grants that they have applied for through their last round. One was the Anzac Day Proceeds Fund, which is to support a range of welfare-related activities. And the second one is the Minor Grant Program, which commemorates our veterans and their service, and also educates Victorians about their contributions. And the third one is the Restoration of Community War Memorials and Avenues of Honour grant program, which is very popular. As you can imagine, there are a lot of community war memorials, and there's a lot of honour rolls and avenues of honour right across the state.
Now, I am a great history buff. As time goes on, and obviously more of the original veterans do pass on and get older, etc., there still seems to be a great passion and thanks for people from the community towards veterans, regardless of age or time passing.
Yeah, absolutely. And as we move towards Memorial Day on Wednesday, the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month to remember our veterans. I think it's more important than ever that our young people in particular have good knowledge of the history of Australia and Victoria's involvement in both the First World War and the Second World War, but also in the wars post that, so Afghanistan, Vietnam, etc. And, you know, there is a long history of engagement in conflict. But I think it's really important to acknowledge the sacrifices that have been made by our veterans. And this is just one way of doing that. But it's also about supporting our veterans and even those who've just recently returned from overseas with mental health, with housing, with connecting with community again, with return to civilian life. There's a whole range of supports that are required. And one of the organisations in Bendigo, Bendigo Legacy, does fantastic work in that area, and they've been successful in receiving some funding both to support those who are supported by Bendigo Legacy with a heating allowance, and also a newsletter, which is a really great way of connecting veterans and their families. And with changes, of course, to the way that they've been able to do things throughout COVID, it's been difficult. Their Anzac Day, obviously, they couldn't raise as many funds because they couldn't get out there and you know, shake and rattle the cans. And also, leading up to Wednesday, it's going to be, again, difficult. I believe a lot of services will be online this year. And, of course, they haven't been able to get out and sell their badges either. So, yeah. because many of them are elderly and they are at risk. So it's been challenging for all of our veteran services, for our RSLs, but we want to support them the best we can, and these grants are one way of doing that.
Absolutely, they are. And I think it's really important too, you know, even if you can't go to a service or whatever on Wednesday, just pause. I used to work with an old guy, and I remember he was a World War II vet, and I used to just actually watch him on Remembrance Day, and you could just see the emotion and the memories, you know, and it was hugely touching. So, great to acknowledge.
Look, every Remembrance Day is quite emotional, I think, and you know, I've been to too many Remembrance Days since I was elected, and every time I feel quite emotional.
Yeah.
Seeing particularly the older veterans being there and remembering their mates that they'd lost, remembering the conflicts that they'd been in, and the struggles.
Yeah.
When they've returned back to their homes as well.
Yeah. Well, Marie, that's great news for the grants for the various areas there, and we appreciate you taking the time to have a chat to us this morning on the show.
No worries. Thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks. Marie Edwards, our member for Bendigo West, joining us on the Wake Up Call here at Gold Central Victoria.